Welcome to Turnbuckle Talk. As always, I am your host, Handsome Adam, and I am flying solo today. And unfortunately, Phil, the predictor, will not be joining us, but I figured I needed to get a show out because there is an awful lot to talk about. You know, of course, the WWE draft is coming up. That's always something that's fun. And today is TNA Slammiversary Day. It's the pay-per-view day, and I'm excited for that. So we'll jump into a little TNA Slammiversary. I'm going to have a couple things to discuss as far as feedback from listeners, which I would like, and maybe a little bit of news. Maybe we'll talk a little UFC. We'll see what we do today. Shouldn't be a long show today, considering I would just like to get some feedback from our listeners, so you don't need to hear my voice for too long in this show here today. With that being said, I wanted to at least touch on the new MySpace page. It's not exactly new, but I do have some new features on it. If you're not a friend of the show yet on the MySpace account, go ahead and, if you have a MySpace account, search us by the email, which is turnbuckletalk@yahoo.com. If you search by email, the show will pop up. It'll be the Handsome Adam page, and you know, you'll see what we have on there. I have a couple things up there from personal life, of course, because it's MySpace. I'm sure you're real interested in seeing pictures of my dogs and my family, but you know what? That's on there anyway. We do have a poll up on there, so go ahead and check that out and vote. I'm not going to tell you what the question is. I want you to go ahead and check out the poll. Speaking of MySpace, I do have a couple new listeners. We have Dan down in Texas, who's a part of the MySpace. I actually met Dan through the eBay store. He purchased won the auction for the AJ Styles autographed figure, and I was surprised as he was that no one else auctioned for it. But Dan went ahead and bid on it, and he won it, and I sent it to him. I also sent him a couple T-shirts, or one or two. No, I sent him a T-shirt, and I'm going to be sending him a couple more for his wife and for his son. Dan actually told me that his wife was the one who got him in the wrestling, so I should probably send her a T-shirt, too. So that is on its way. Dan's down in Texas, by the way. And we have another Dan, Danger Dan, who's another friend of the show. He's on MySpace there. He's up here in Michigan, and he sends me most of the news that I sometimes don't have time to go ahead and check out. And it's nice because when he sends it to me, it's straightforward news. There's no BS involved. It seems like it's pretty reputable. And as you know, I don't check out too many of the news sites just because there's so much crap out there and rumors and that don't turn out to be true whatsoever. So I appreciate Dan's work and him sending us some news bites. And we also have another new friend of the show. His name's Dion. He's down in Monroe, Michigan. He actually answered one of the contest questions on the website, and he won a T-shirt. I sent that down to him. The website, by the way, is turnbuckletalk.net. So, anyway, well, www, you know that anyway. So let's keep moving along here. We got the Raw draft coming up, and I just want some feedback from the listeners. Do you think someone major is going to go over to SmackDown? I hear rumors here and there that Triple H may be going to SmackDown in the draft, which, of course, almost happened a couple of years ago, but there was a trade with Eric Bischoff and Teddy Long, and Triple H went back to Raw for Booker T and somebody else, and I can't remember. But, you know, do you think the WWE is going to shake it up a lot? You know, I'm looking forward to the draft. I hope they do, but I don't want things to get shook up so bad that none of the storylines make sense anymore. But, you know, the draft is always cool, and let's go ahead and check that out. So if you have any comments on that, send them to me at turnbuckletalk@yahoo.com or go to the website www.turnbuckletalk.net and leave a comment for us on that subject. You know, do you think the WWE is going to shake it up tremendously during the draft? We also have TNA Slammiversary coming up today to talk about. That's up tonight. And, you know, the predictions are in. I'm wondering, in my opinion, I'm wondering how Kaz is going to go over with Petey Williams in the X Division match or the X Division title bout. Kaz has wrestled so many times now in the heavyweight division. I'm not sure that that he needs to be going over in the X Division now. But you never know. I see Petey Williams winning that one. Hopefully I'm right. Maybe I'm not. Probably need a little help from Phil the Predictor, but he's not going to be here today, so we'll have to listen to me give my predictions. And I see Petey Williams retaining the title, possibly with some interference with Scott Steiner, considering Steiner is hurt right now. He's injured, so I can see some interference at least in that bout. We also have, of course, the Kurt Angle AJ Styles match. Now I see Angle going over. I'm pleased with this whole scenario. I see Styles finally breaking away from that, in my opinion, that ridiculous prince of whatever he was character. And I think they made too much of a joke out of a good wrestler. So I'm happy to see Styles in a real, well, I guess I call it a real good storyline, finally. I think tonight's match is going to be tremendous, and I'm looking forward to it. Of course, we have the King of the Mountain match. I'm sure Nash would get involved in some way just to confuse us a little more. The TNA storylines are so elaborate that I'm sure something odd will happen tonight, and we'll have to think about it, which is good, and that it keeps us watching. So, but I do see Joe retaining the title against was it Christian, Booker T, Rhino. I can't remember who else was in that match. Oh, Bobby Roode. So the King of the Mountain match should be good. I'm excited for it, and I'm excited for TNA to have their sixth year anniversary, which is great because I've been there from the beginning. Anyway, speaking of the beginning, as I digress real quick, I am going to be putting up another contest for another prize, which would be a grab bag of wrestling memorabilia. Here's the quick question. Who was the first champion crowned at the very first TNA pay-per-view 6 years ago? It was for the NWA title. If you remember, of course, the NWA was tied with TNA. Who was the first champion? I'll just throw that out there. Of course, I'll write it down at the website again, but I just want to throw that out for you. We also have the Awesome Kong bout that's going on tonight, which is that open challenge for the $25,000. You never know who's going to come out of the crowd. Last Impact we had Daphne, who pretty much got squashed. I'm not sure how much she's been wrestling, but it was good to see her on TV again. Hopefully maybe something tonight will come of it, and there'll be a new TNA Knockout crowned, or not crowned, but coming to the ring to wrestle Kong, and we may add someone to the roster, but you never know. As far as other matches tonight, I'm trying to do it off the top of my head here. Oh boy, I'm lost, but that's good though. You don't need too many predictions out of me. TNA is always changing. It should be a good pay-per-view tonight. I am excited to watch it, so we'll go ahead and leave the Slammiversary segment at that. But I do have a quick situation we should discuss. It's the word mark. Now, here's another thing I'd love some feedback from fans. Does the word mark offend you? It seems like the Beautiful People were using that that term on the last broadcast, saying, it's something about a bunch of marks out by the ring dreaming about being with the Beautiful People or something to that effect. But I've never heard the word mark actually on TV in a storyline. So is that a word that offends you? I'm not sure if anybody else read it. There was an article in the UK Sun with an interview with Homicide, and he was pretty belligerent and vulgar using the term. He used mark and smark and smart mark, meaning, of course, the internet fans. And he was more or less very offensive, and he decided that it'd be a good idea to, tell the fans here in America to pretty much kiss his butt and things like that. The marks here, the dorks here, the overweight, fat, wrestling fan. He says that American fans are just disrespectful and we deserve to be shanked. And, the only thing I can say to that is, the word shanked is more offensive than mark to me. I'm not sure what Homicide's angle is trying to get cheap heat like that, considering they are faces at this point, LAX is. The fact that I know those terms, if that pisses him off, well, too bad, he can kiss my ass. I was fairly offended by his words as far as shanked goes. I think that's a little too violent, and I think he crossed the line by saying that. I'm a fan. I'm very respectful of it, of the business. I don't get too out of hand. I enjoy the show. I don't sit on my hands either, but I also don't act like an asshole. You know, I just wanted to at least voice some opinion on that. You know, I don't want to make a big deal out of it because I'm not sure if it's an angle or what it is. Because, you know, in wrestling, you never know any angle that any wrestler is going for. I mean, if it's a shoot or if it's not, I have no idea. You know, you can never tell what's a shoot and what isn't anymore. Considering what happened at Bash at the Beach 99 with the Hogan deal, with the half shoot, half work storyline. I think it was born at that pay-per-view, but I'm digressing a little bit here. Anyway, back to Homicide. You know, I was offended by it. I'm offended by the, you know, lazy, fat, smart mark comment. You know, I'm in the gym 7 days a week, and, you know, I try hard to keep my body in the best condition that I can. Of course, I'm busy, and it's not my job to be a wrestler. If it were my job, I definitely would be in better shape than Homicide. I just wanted to say that. You know, the guy, well, he's an ass. He looks like an ass. I was actually warming up to LAX. You know, he's got something great going with one of the Guerreros. I mean, he's a Guerrero. You've got Hernandez, and of course you have, you know, your valet or female member of the group who, you know, who's a good-looking woman and all that stuff, and he wants to go screw it up by calling us a bunch of dorks or whatever he said, smart marks, and wants to shank us. Well, yeah, well, you know what, he can kiss my ass. That's all. That's really all I can say about that. And I hope the Dudleys tonight at Slammiversary get the titles back. And, you know, they're a champion tag team, and they should have them. And, you know, having a heel tag team is always nice. So with that being said, there's really not much more on TNA we can talk about. You know, the SoCal Vale Black Machismo match tonight should be the wedding should be interesting. There have been reports that people like, well, as we know, Jake Roberts may be a groomsman. There was a report Kamala, George Steele, George Animal Steele, and some other legends would be out there as groomsmen. That might be interesting. It might be something to see. You know, you just have to do promotion, and that's how the business works. You know, there's not something, well, how should I put this? There's something for everybody in wrestling, and just because a certain character or a certain match you don't like doesn't constitute not watching it completely if you're a wrestling fan. You know, I'm not a big fan of this American Idol person coming in, Ace, whatever his name is, coming in and doing anything, but, you know, it brings more viewers in, so that's cool. If it's cheesy, it's cheesy, but it brings more viewers in, and I'm in support of TNA becoming a big competitor in the wrestling world. So that excuse me, that's just something that's going to have to happen. So whether you like it or not, that's fine. I'm not a fan, but I'm still going to watch pay-per-view tonight, aren't I? So anyway, we'll keep moving here. I did want to touch quickly on what's been going on with Warrior, Ultimate Warrior. I'm a member on his website and, you know, the YouTube channel and things like that. If you haven't checked it out, check out warriorcentral.net. That site is run by someone else, and it is endorsed by Warrior, and it's easier to navigate, in my opinion, than his official website with the blogs and things like that. If some of you don't know, Warrior is making a comeback in Barcelona, Spain. I believe it's on June 25th. He's wrestling Orlando Jordan. If you remember Orlando Jordan from WWE days, he was in on SmackDown, and he was released, and he's wrestling in Barcelona now. There's a, I believe it's called New Wrestling Evolution is the name of the promotion out that way. It's an Italian promotion, but they seem to travel around Europe. So, you know, we definitely check that out. You know, Warrior's always been an interesting person in and outside of the ring. You know, he's got a huge fan base, and I definitely check it out. Now, according to the website, that match, at least the match, should be seen online for American viewers. So definitely, I would check that out, you know, if I were you. Right now, he's giving away the shirt right off his back. He's working out in these white tank tops and sending them out. And there's a contest right now for one. If you leave a comment after watching one of his workout videos, and leave a comment in form of a story or something like that to inspire Warrior. And if he picks it, he will sign the shirt and send it out to you. And he's going through two or three of these white tank tops a day, and I will admit he is intense, and it is inspiring to see someone like that working so hard. He does say he's not on anabolics, and he hasn't been on anabolic steroids since, I think, 91. You can believe it or you don't. The man says he is not on them, and you have to take his word for it. I don't believe he is, but that is just my opinion. I guess I can justify my opinion by saying that, you know, you can do a cycle of roids and use them. I'm not recommending them, but you can do that and just make sure you stay in some sort of shape after you're off of them, and there shouldn't be an issue proving it. The guy works hard in the gym. You can see that. He probably diets and takes care of his body. He's going to be 50 this year, he says. So, you know, just because the guy looks good doesn't mean he's on steroids, and it does annoy me when people say that, you know, that guy's on steroids and this and that. So, you know, I wish I was mistaken for being on steroids, but that's another subject. So, anyway, but I do have a couple more things I'd like to mention while I have your ear here. We're looking at about the 15-minute mark, so we should be wrapping up the show pretty soon. But I would like some feedback on the Shawn Michaels-Batista match, the stretcher match, if you saw it. It did get, well, it got a little cheesy at the end there. The only reason I say that is the crowd was actually laughing when Michaels tried to be dramatic. And, you know, I do want some feedback on that. So leave us a comment, go to the website, or email me at turnbuckletalk@yahoo.com. Or even, you know what, leave me a comment on the MySpace page. It may be easier to use than the website. Who knows, I may get rid of the website and just use the MySpace page. So I want some feedback on that. Let me know what you're thinking of the HBK Batista deal. And any other predictions you have as far as the draft goes would be nice. And I'll definitely read them on the air, and we will talk about it. And you never know if you leave me a message and send me your phone number, and I may give you a call during the show sometime, and we can talk about whatever you want to discuss. The hotline is gone. The podcast, Podomatic, has taken the hotline away from subscribers. It must be getting too expensive for them. I don't know, but my hotline is gone, and I don't have another phone line in the house here. So depending on what happens, you would need to give me your number, and I'll give you a buzz, and just the way it goes. Speaking of that, I did an interview a little while ago with a wrestler named Truth Martini. I'd like to replay his interview at some point, and I'll do that on a different show. It was a great interview. It may have been lost in the archives, and I'd like to bring that back up. Truth is having surgery on his neck this month, so of course we sent out our wishes and our prayers and greetings, or whatever you want to say, you know, good luck vibes to Truth Martini. He runs a wrestling school called the House of Truth here in Michigan. It's in Hamtramck. And, you know, he's a great wrestler. He's been on SmackDown. He did wrestle for TNA. I saw him a couple times. You know, he used to wrestle in a promotion here where I saw him the first time at MXPW, which was Max Pro Wrestling. Was actually the place I saw Road Warrior Hawk for one of the last times, which is a great promotion we had out here in Michigan. And speaking of great promotions, Primetime Wrestling is coming back to Belleville, the Diamondback Saloon. And in September, Scott Steiner will be headlining the show. Sid Vicious no-showed on the promoter there. His name is Kingpin Dave Martin. He no-showed a show called Deliverance, so he brought in Al Snow and Rhino. And believe me, they filled in just fine. And Sid, you know, too bad. We didn't get to see him. Oh, well. But yeah, Scott Steiner will be at the next show. And if you want to check that out, you can check out his MySpace. He's one of my friends on our MySpace page, and is under Kingpin Dave Martin. Or you can go to primetimewrestling.com. I think it's ptwrestling.com. I'm not sure, but just search Primetime Wrestling, and the website will come up. And if you're in the Michigan area, you can get tickets for the show coming up shortly here. And I will be there, of course, with Scott Steiner showing up. And on the card would be Robert Roode, and Super Eric will be there, Showtime Eric Young, I believe P.D. Williams, yeah, and Motor City Machine Guns most likely. I'm not sure, though. You'd have to check that out. When the poster comes out, I'll put a link for it up on the MySpace and send it out to everybody. So with that being said, let's wrap the show up here, and hopefully we can get some good feedback from listeners, and we'll talk about it next week. I will have Kingpin Dave Martin on the show next week to promote the show in September coming up, and later next week we'll discuss a little a little of the Slammiversary results and probably discuss some Raw results. And hopefully I'll be the one winning the money from Mr. McMahon there. Of course, I entered because I'm a nerd. We'll see if I can win some money tomorrow night. You never know. So let's go ahead and wrap the show up here. As I always say, I'd like to say a prayer for our wrestlers that are out there. May they enter and exit the ring in one piece and in good shape and fend off all injuries. So I'll say amen to that one there. And I'm actually going to end the show here with a song from a band named Starfire. And you may recognize one of the people in the band. His name is Phil. And yes, that's right. He is Phil the Predictor. And Phil's a member of the band, and I figured I'd play the song for him for you. I'm a metalhead myself. This is a little more rock and roll than metal, but it'll be okay. We'll show it on the we'll play it on the show here. Excuse me. So let's go ahead and check it out. I'm gonna sign off, and let's just check out the song. Let's see you next week, and have a good evening.